Today, Derek and I are going to talk about everything about him. I've asked him 1,000 questions about dating, about what he's looking for in his special mate, what type of woman would be best for him, from the faith piece to family to all the things that are important to him and potentially his future partner. So if anyone out there likes what they hear, fill out a profile at carolinasmatchmaker.com and we will be in touch. And maybe you'll meet him. Welcome to the Love on the Go podcast, brought to you by Carolina's Matchmaker. I'm Lori Burzak, and for over 17 years, I've been helping singles find the relationship of their dreams all over the Carolinas. Along the journey, I've met so many amazing professionals and experts from various fields, and I'm excited to introduce them to you. What's my goal? I want to help you look at love and relationships in a new way, and to grow in your understanding of how love works. Let's learn together how people have overcome personal obstacles and have found love, first and foremost with themselves. The ultimate goal is realizing that you are worthy and deserving of love. Let's get started. Today's single spotlight is going to be a lot of fun. You all are going to be able to get a chance to meet Derek. He's one of our clients. So welcome, Derek.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you on. It's very brave of you, I want to say. Some people are like, don't talk about me. Don't say anything about me. I'm like, okay, you hired a matchmaker. We're out here to find you someone. So the fact that you were like, yeah, I'm open to some social media. I'm open to a little publicity. Let's make it happen.
That's
cool. Love that. So, you know, some of you out there might be thinking, why would a guy actually hire a matchmaker? And one of the first conversations that I have with anyone that is looking to hire me is, what's going on in your love life? How difficult is it to meet people organically? A lot of guys are online dating and they're frustrated. You know, they're reaching out to women, the women aren't responding, or they're ghosting, or, you know, they meet them, they don't look like their pictures, or they meet them and they aren't aligned with, you know, different things like religion, or if they want to have kids, or, you know, different family matters. So when men choose to hire Carolina's matchmaker, they know that we're going to be literally screening out all the foundational elements for our clients so that when they actually sit down to meet someone, all of those items are there, plus the physical attraction piece is hopefully there. So they really get to know each other and then things roll out from there. So Derek, what was it that kind of attracted you to hiring a matchmaker?
Yeah. I mean, everything you just mentioned right there is, I mean, that was my situation when I first reached out to you guys. It's because the older you get, the harder it is to connect in natural ways, like in organic ways. And we all we just lead real busy lives right now. And it's getting tough. Like I tried online and you're right. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to get somebody to come out, and the screening process is a little difficult sometimes online. So I figured, you know, I've heard good things about matchmaking and I thought it was worth giving a shot. Definitely glad I did.
I'm so glad you did too. And so how has your experience been so far? How many people, and by the way, why don't you let everyone know what your age is?
Yeah, I'm 38.
So how has your experience been so far?
Yeah, so far it's been really good. Been out on several dates. The girls have been very nice, as advertised. Like there's nothing. I know what I'm getting, and it's they've been great so far. Absolutely.
Good. What I'll hear sometimes from clients is the quality of women that they're meeting through my service is higher than what they're meeting on their own.
I would agree with that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because we're actually getting you to the table. Now, what you do with it is, you know, on you, but we're getting you in front of women that are everything that you're seeking. And then, you know, when it's the right match, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And you're going to know, you're just going to know right away. It's going to be like, ding, ding, ding. So what do you like and dislike about dating? Obviously people want to be in the middle of the relationship and having all the fun stuff happening.
Yeah, let's just fast forward to that part. I mean, we'll do that.
I know everyone wants to just do that.
Yeah.
They're just so comfortable and snuggly and just start living their lives, right? So I know that it can be challenging dating. What's the hard part in your opinion when you actually get on a date?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the jitters in the very beginning, obviously, first date, you know, a lot of times these are blind dates, so we don't really know each other that well. And just it can be a little stressful in the very beginning, but I found that once the ice is broken and you get down to some good conversation, it flows pretty well. So
yeah. What do you actually like about dating?
Meeting new people. That's probably the number one thing I like, just seeing, because we all have kind of an idea of what we would like in a partner. But if you keep an open mind, sometimes you'll figure out things that you didn't even realize you were looking for in other people. So I think just meeting new people and making new experiences is really important.
I love that. Okay, cool. Let's do a little background. Where were you raised? Tell us about your family of origin.
Yeah, so I was raised in Pinehurst, North Carolina, so not too far from the Charlotte area, a couple of hours. Only child, but to a very loving family. Grew up with, you know, good Christian moral values, and okay, they taught me right, and I think I've done well for myself, so I can't complain. And yeah, had a good happy childhood.
We'll just jump into it then, because the faith piece is something that's so important to many of my matches, whether people are, you know, faithful or it's not a big part of their lives. Were you raised Southern Baptist, Methodist? How were you raised?
Yeah, Methodist. Yeah, my grandfather was actually a Methodist preacher for a good portion of his life. So,
okay, nice. And do you attend church regularly?
Actually, no, I don't. I do not attend regularly. I mean, I still adhere to good Christian moral values, but I will admit I do not actively go to a church right now.
Well, something that I've heard, and I don't want to, you know, put idea, you know, words into your mouth, but I have heard many times that it can be challenging walking into a place of worship on your own. And that a lot of times people find, when they find someone, and then later on when they start raising a family, they kind of go back to the church or back to the synagogue. Is that, do you think what your experience has been or will be?
Yeah, I mean, that does seem like something that would, yeah, that would be something I would strive for. I mean, if I had kids, you know, if when I have kids, yeah, they will definitely be raised, yeah, in a church environment for sure.
Okay, good. I love that. So do you normally go home for the holidays, Christmas, Easter, some special events?
And we alternate back and forth. So sometimes my family will come down here and sometimes I'll go to there. So we try and stay together during the holidays.
Okay, good. Do you have any special holiday traditions that are meaningful to you?
Nothing like too out of the ordinary, pretty basic, but I mean, you know, we always try and spend it together with good food and good company. So
is your mom a good cook, or is your dad out there?
She's a very good cook. So
what's the specialty of the house?
She makes a lot. So okay. I mean, she just, you know, we do obviously turkey and all the sides for Thanksgiving, and everybody pitches in and brings a side, and you know, nice ham for Christmas. Yeah, she can make just about anything. So she's very talented.
I love it. Do you have cousins and aunts and uncles, and do you get big family celebrations together?
It's not too big, but yeah, there's, you know, I've got several cousins and some aunts and uncles that come down. I've got a few that live out in the coast around the Myrtle Beach area, and then others, because my dad grew up in Wilmington, so a lot of his family is still in Wilmington. So we try and get together once or twice a year to see each other.
I love that. And your mom, is she also a North Carolinian?
Yeah. She grew up in Jamestown, right outside of Greensboro.
How do you like that? Y'all are real North Carolinians here.
Yeah. Going back probably like several generations. Yeah, definitely.
So neat. That's so neat. Okay, great. Where did you go to college?
I went to Wingate University.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you major in, and what are you doing now with your career?
So I was in the pharmacy program there, and I graduated in 2010. And now I'm a pharmacist and part owner of a community pharmacy in Kannapolis. So I've worked there ever since graduating. So that's actually been my one and only job, is working for this company that now I'm very lucky to be part owner of. So
what is a community pharmacy?
So it's an independent pharmacy. We're typically like on the retail side. So we would be the better alternative to CVS's and Walgreens and stuff like that. So
yeah, I have a Like they do compound. I go to a pharmacy in Charlotte that has compound, like a compound pharmacy on it. Do you have that as well?
We did. Yeah, actually, I was the head of the compounding lab when we had a compounding lab. We did close that down a few years ago. But yeah, we did that as well.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my up in Philly, my mom has a pharmacy and they know her by name. She walks in and it's just an independent pharmacy. And I know when my dad was still alive, it was great. She could call them at any point in time and ask about medications and, you know, different reactions. And they knew his whole history.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it was very warm and loving, kind of family oriented feeling, which is unusual to find today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know several of my patients by name. They ask for me by name and they tell me about their lives, about their families, and we just go back and forth all the time. So yeah, it's very rewarding.
Kind of like just a real family feel. You have just a really warm vibe to you where, you know, you're sort of down to earth, easygoing, love, you know. Are you looking for a woman that's kind of like you in terms of chill and laid back, or are you thinking that somebody bubbly would be better for you to bring you out of your shell a little bit, or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've had a little bit of both, honestly. And I mean, every side has its, advantages. Probably would lean towards more somebody that's a little bit more chill like myself. Maybe a little more. I'm not too introverted. I'm a little introverted, but not too bad. But
Well,
it's
you get
a little bit of both,
your yeah. When I think of introverts, I just think of somebody who gets their energy from inside.
Yes,
Doesn't
exactly.
mean if you're like a really secure person, like you come from a very good grounded family system, parents still together, you know, you have your special things that you get along great with people that are in your family unit, and you know you're so, you know, not like any. Listen, everybody's got trauma. Okay, that I'm not gonna lie about that. But I feel like you are just a very together person and that you'd be a really good, secure partner for somebody to be able to lean on and really be able to lead.
Yeah, I would think so as well. I mean, I've spent a lot of time and energy getting my life together to exactly where I want, and I feel like now I'm at the point to where, I would like to get a family and pursue that. So that's kind of what I'm striving for.
You're going to be such a good dad and husband.
I get told that a lot, so I hope that's true for sure. I mean, I think it is, but yeah.
I can see it. Well, I'll tell the audience that it took us like 20 minutes to figure out where in his house we were going to set up the camera. So I got like a full view of his home. And you've decorated it beautifully. I told him that he needs a little bit of a woman's touch, which he agreed to.
Probably, yeah.
But you've got paintings on the wall, you've got furniture in place, you've got photos in frames, you know, you're an established adult. You know,
Yes.
you have your act together in a big way, and that's what I hear women are looking for. You know, so you're bringing to the table, you know, a strong faith piece, a true desire to meet someone wonderful, get married, start a family. You lean on your own family. I know that when you and I got together for lunch a few weeks back, it was right before July 4th, and you were going to
Yep.
go on the boat with your dad. Tell us about that. How did that day go? How did that all roll out?
Yeah, it was a good day. I was a little hot. I mean, it's been hot for the past couple of weeks around that time, but we made it out. We tried to get out as early as we could and spent some time out there. And yeah, we had a great day. It was fun.
Is that your boat or the family boat?
It is mine. Yeah, it is
Is it
mine.
a speedboat or what kind of boat is it?
It's a pontoon boat.
Okay. And
Yep.
I don't really know that much about boating. Can you water ski off that kind of a boat? I'm going to sound like an idiot now. Or
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's a unique pontoon boat where it doesn't have the metal pieces at the bottom, like the pontoons or whatever you want to call it. Like it's actually a solid hull, so it handles a lot better in the water. And yeah, you can definitely ski behind it.
Okay. And that would be like such a fun afternoon.
It
So,
would
do
be, yeah.
you fish at all?
Oh, I'd not. My dad's a fisherman in the family, so he takes credit for that. I'm more of like the kind of just I like to be outdoors. I just like enjoying nature. So I'm out hiking, paddleboarding, mountain biking, anything I can be outside, I enjoy doing that. So,
Okay. Do you have what does your social circle look like?
yeah, I've got a couple of close friends that has been down in Charlotte with me since 2010. And
Okay.
I've got several people that I'm really close with at work, and we go out, and a lot of times we'll go to concerts together and stuff like that. So yeah, we have a really good time.
What kind of music do you like?
More on the kind of hard rockish kind of
Yeah.
genre, really. Yeah, a little more rock. But
Okay.
I like anything that's I kind of like high energy stuff. So
Okay.
I really enjoy just I just enjoy live music in general. So I would be down for going to almost anything if it's
All
live. So
right. Okay.
I'll give anything a shot once. So.
I love that. Do you ever go to any like bands like in Charlotte? I was a few weekends ago, I went to Plaza Midwood and I hit like three different bars one night and listened to great music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, live music around me where I'm at, which is in Cornelius. You got Boatyard, which
Okay.
is a really, really good live outdoor venue. They've got a lot of good cover bands that come through. So yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Okay, cool. So you mentioned a lot of things about outdoor activities. What do you like to do in the home? Like, what does a typical evening look like for you?
Just winding down. Just trying to, I do like to keep up on current events. So
Okay.
there's a couple shows that I like to keep up on. Like I watch a lot of like YouTube channels and stuff like that. That's kind of how I typically keep up with stuff.
Okay.
And I enjoy keeping up with current events and finance and stuff like that. So I'm probably watching something like that as I wind down and get something to eat and
Yeah,
try.
yeah, yeah. Do you cook for yourself?
I do. But right now I'm more I do the factor meals
Oh
right now. So I
yeah.
really enjoy those. Those are great. Those are really
That's
good.
easy. They're healthy.
Oh, so easy. It's already made, just heat it
Good.
up. I tried the Blue Apron. I've tried everything. I've tried every service out there. Blue Apron, Freshly, you name it. And the cooking, see, sometimes I get home a little late. So the idea that I've got the ingredients, but I still gotta cook.
Yes.
It's not the best of ideas for me. So I enjoy the meals that are already prepped, and all you gotta do is just kind of heat them up. So,
So if you had
but they're
time,
good. They're really good.
I've heard good things about Factor. If you had time to cook, what kind of cooking do you like to do?
I like to grill. So give
Typical
me a
dude.
good slab of meat on the grill, and I can probably take care of that pretty easily. So,
Yeah, very
but
nice.
yeah, I like baked dishes as well, like baked spaghetti or just spaghetti in general, stuff like that. So.
Okay, good. I love a great date is, obviously not the first few, but maybe by date four, date five, date six, cooking in the home.
Yeah.
Going to the farmer's market, getting the ingredients, and then just that energy of just cooking, assigning the chopping to one person and whatever. You're just having so much fun and it's a great little group activity. So,
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah.
Over a nice bottle of wine,
Yeah.
it's hard to beat.
There you go. What about traveling? Do you like to travel?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't travel a lot, but when I do, I enjoy going like to the mountains and the beach,
Okay.
stuff like that. Yeah. So I really do enjoy. I love the mountains because for my final year of pharmacy school, I lived in Asheville for a year,
Okay.
and I really kind of fell in love with that area. So I try and go back to around Asheville or in the mountains, like the Blue Ridge Parkway and stuff like that. I try and do that at least once or twice a year. So I
That's
really do.
beautiful.
I
Are
enjoy that.
you a camper or do you rent a hotel room, a motel
A
room?
clamper.
Camper. I
There
love
you go.
that. What's that
So yeah,
mean?
stay in a hotel and then just get up early in the morning and go do a lot of stuff. But it is nice to come back to a bed at night. So
Yeah. Have you done any international travel yet?
not a whole lot, I'll be honest with you. Not a lot. Went to the Bahamas and a few things like that on cruises, but I haven't done a lot of international traveling.
Well, that's something fun to do with a partner.
Definitely, yeah.
I had two guys hire me recently. They came back from some big adventure trips and they just said, Lori, I don't want to do that again on my own.
Yeah.
So I think people often save their money and they wait for somebody wonderful to come along and then they go and do some great travel.
I could definitely foresee that. So.
Yeah, I could see you doing that too. Speaking of finances, are you a saver? Are you a spender? both.
Definitely a saver. Yeah. Definitely fiscally conservative.
Yes. But at the same time, you are spending things on, sounds like you own your home.
I do. Yep.
Okay, you got your car, you got your boat, you hired a matchmaker. So you're putting money towards the things that are important for you.
Exactly.
Not
Yeah,
like being
definitely.
frugal, just like squirreling everything away and saying, I'm too afraid to spend money. But you're smart with your finances.
Yeah, I spend them on things that I think will give me the best return, and it could just be enjoyment or finding a partner or stuff like
Yeah.
that. So yeah.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit more about who you think your perfect match is?
I mean, I try and keep my list as short as possible because I don't want to rule out anybody, but I definitely try and focus on three main things, which is mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
So for the mind, I'm just looking for intelligent, just curious mind, always trying to learn new things, good communication skills, somebody that eats healthy and takes care of their body, and just from a spiritual standpoint, somebody that just lives a good life and but it's on the foundation of just good moral values. So if we could start with those three,
Yeah.
I think we're off to a good start. So
Yeah. It sounds like it. Okay, good. I don't want to get into politics too much because everybody's got their opinions, and I hate, it's such a hard year, the election year, with politics and everything going on in the world. So let me ask it this way. What are you looking for in your future partner in terms of politics?
Somebody that would kind of be similar to me, and that it's more just I consider myself fiscally conservative and just socially more of a libertarian. Like, you do your thing, I'll do mine. Just make
Okay.
sure they don't infringe on anybody's rights or anything like that. So,
Okay.
I mean, I do probably lean more conservative, but
Okay.
I just find that sometimes that just tends to happen the older you get. So if you'd asked me that question 10 or 15 years ago, it probably would have been a different answer than it is now. But
Yeah.
that is kind of how I lean more now. Yeah.
Would you say moderate or would you say conservative?
I would say moderate.
Yeah, that's kind
Yeah.
of my impression of you. So, if somebody leaned a little bit more liberal, but they were respectful of your moderate viewpoints, do you think that that could work?
Yeah, I think it could.
I think it could too. All right, perfect. All right. And you want to have kids. Now, do you, what, how are you imagining your life in terms of, does your wife stay home with the kids? Does she continue her career? Does it just depend on what her wishes are? How do you see that?
Yeah, I mean it's a conversation that would have to be had. So I mean it would I mean obviously we would want both we want everybody to be in agreement on what it's going to be. It's a different time nowadays, so it's just hard to say exactly. It just depends on what she wants to,
Yeah.
what she feels comfortable with. I found that a lot of things work out better when the mom early on does stay home and takes care of the kids,
Yeah.
but that's a role a dad could play as well. I mean, it just depends
Okay.
on what you feel like.
Yeah, I love that. So, point being is you're open if somebody's like, "Hun, I'd love to stay home for some of these foundational years." Obviously that's a job, a big
Yeah,
one
big
and
one.
hard. Very
Yeah.
hard job for a woman to do. And so you don't mind kind of pulling the weight in terms of going out into the world, bringing home the money, she's taking care of the kids. And then when she wants to get back into the workforce, she can do that.
Definitely.
Or
Yeah.
not. You're hiring a nanny, you're doing daycare, she's still working, you're okay with that too. Just
Yeah.
whatever you decide together.
Yeah. As long as we're in agreement together, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you seem like such a reasonable person. Like you're just going to talk things through. You're not the kind of person that's volatile or is going to get into big arguments over things. Like you want to sort of keep the peace and work through issues, get to resolve.
Yeah, like I said, communication. That is one of the. I mean, yeah. Try and make sure both sides are communicating, letting them know what they need, and yeah, coming up with the best game plan.
Wonderful. Okay, good. All right. So, how do you normally stay in touch with people between dates? Do you text people? Do you call people? How often are you wanting to see people that you're dating? How multiple times a week? Like, how do you sort of see the dating process?
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, kind of modern day, it's more texting probably in the very beginning. I do like to call, but I know that some people are not okay with that in the very beginning. So texting and, you know, going out once a week for the first few dates would be nice. Okay. And then just working your way forward to maybe a couple times a week. I mean, just moving at whatever pace she feels comfortable at in the very beginning.
Yeah. Okay, good. What about age range and location?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I am looking for, I would say age range wise, probably looking more for like mid to late 20s to early 30s.
Okay.
Probably, you're ideal.
You're how old again?
I'm 38.
Okay. So I would say for you up to maybe 34, 35, let's not limit it to early 30s.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And location wise, I mean, I've, you know, as long as with it's, if it's in a 45-minute drive, that would be nice.
Okay. What if like an amazing person contacts me and says, listen, I live in Charleston, but I'm open to relocation for the right person. Would you be like, no? Or would you say, okay, I'll meet her?
It'd be worth meeting her. Yeah. Okay. I'd be open for that.
Okay. Okay, good.
Charleston's nice. I might actually consider relocating there.
Right? You can open a pharmacy there. Here's the thing about Charlestonians that I know to be true is they don't leave Charleston. They love Charleston.
Typically, you probably won't leave Charleston. Yeah, I could see that.
They will not. Yeah, so you'll be moving there. I love it. Okay, well, listen, it's a pleasure working with you. I'll say to folks listening that Derek is patient and kind and just a really good human being. This is the kind of person that you want to marry. Because he is going to be the trustworthy, kind, thoughtful partner type. So if you think you could possibly be a match for him, or maybe you know somebody that's could be a good match for him, I think we've covered a lot of things. Obviously, you know, there would be conversations that would be had. I would screen people out and make sure it's aligned with everything we've discussed because I know him so well. But Derek's open to dating. He's excited about next steps, obviously, just a really good guy. So let the fun begin. It's such a pleasure knowing you, Derek, working with you, and just want to say how much I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and it's been a pleasure working with you as well.
Thank you. All right. We will speak very soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to Love on the Go. I hope you join us on our next episode. You can make sure to know when it is by following us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you enjoyed it, it'd be great if you left us a review. I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, to learn more about me and how my team can help you, visit carolinasmatchmaker.com. Until next time.